Abuse is unacceptable. It doesn't matter if it's verbal, physical, sexual, or emotional. It's wrong, and it doesn't matter what anyone tells you. It's not okay. And as you can tell, this topic is very near and dear to my heart because I was once in an abusive relationship, and I don't want anyone to go through that ever. You are listening to the Moms Mixed Family Blender podcast. Hi, my name is Brenda Baker. My husband Mike and I have been married 23 years. We have 5 boys, 4 grandkids. My husband served 2 tours to Iraq, and we're a mixed family. I am the founder of Mom's Mixed Family Blender, the author of Helping Others Helps Me, and I am passionate about using my stories to help teach you how to thrive in whatever situation you find yourself in. I am so glad that you're here with me today. The title of today's episode is What to Do When Your Mistakes Affect Your Kid. And so, like I said in the intro, this is a really passionate subject to me because I got involved with a man who didn't seem like he was abusive at first, but it quickly changed. I was 16 when I met this guy, and he was 3 years older. And it wasn't until, you know, and like I've said in other podcasts, I had a really low self-esteem because all of my peers had told me how stupid I was. And unfortunately, I chose, you know, I didn't really know any different at that time, but I internalized everything that people said to me. And so even though my parents weren't saying those things, I internalized what my peers were. And I kind of made it be what I thought of myself. And so when I met this guy when I was 16, he was 19, going on 20 actually when I met him, and it quickly became something very different than the way it started out. I loved the attention that I got from him because honestly, I felt like I wasn't going to get any better. Now, at the time, I didn't think that way, but looking back on it and remembering things that I said and did at that time period of my life, it was completely out of character for, in other ways of my personality. So soon after I met him, I started sneaking around with him and doing unsavory things. And basically, I moved out of my parents' house in the middle of the night. I didn't tell them I was moving out. I just did. At that point, I was 17. And then I went and moved in with him. Very, very quickly after that, I ended up dropping out of high school. I was a junior in high school, actually, and I dropped out. And it just really, really, from the time I moved in with him on, it really became, and if I would have known any better, I was very naive. I should have realized that it wasn't going to go good because the first thing that he started doing was critiquing those that I was friends with. He always had a problem with everything that they were doing. He would constantly tell me who I could and couldn't spend time with, who I should and shouldn't be friends with. And frankly, there weren't very many people that he was okay with me being friends with, not in the entire time that we were together. He constantly accused me of cheating on him. And oddly enough, that's why we ended up getting divorced, because I finally caught him cheating. Anyways, it's just very interesting. And so during that time period, even though he had been abusive, I still married the guy. And I had a baby with that guy. Why? I don't know. I was just, well, first of all, he had told me that he couldn't have children. So, you know, woohoo, all right, you know. And honestly, on the 5th of this month here, March, my first child that came from me turned 26. And it was kind of a bittersweet day because I'm very, very thankful that I have my son and that, you know, my current husband and I have our son, but, and no, I'm not married to the abuser anymore. The reason that I'm saying my husband and I is because my husband now, that I've been married to for 24 years, or 23 years, excuse me, he adopted my son and loved him as his own always. So anyways, when he turned 26, it was kind of bittersweet because that child changed my life. He changed my mindset. He did a lot of things for me, and I'm very, very, very thankful for him because he's such an overcomer. I remember standing in the hospital when I first had him, and well, actually, I guess it was the next day, and I was just standing there and just bawling and bawling and bawling because I didn't know even how to change a diaper. I had never babysat hardly. I had never babysat babies. I didn't know what to do with this kid. And, you know, and I just stood there in shame and sheer terror because I was like, what am I going to do with this kid? I don't know anything about kids. And I also knew in my heart that I was bringing this kid into a bad situation. My husband at the time was extremely abusive. Most of it was emotional abuse and verbal abuse, but there was some physical stuff. Now, I didn't know how long it would be before my son was abused. And prior to even having him, there were some pretty substantial issues. And, you know, there was some sexual abuse there too. So when when I was thinking about the message that I wanted to send my son, I was just thinking about how he was the one that saved me. He was the one that got me to open my mind and realize that this innocent little creature, this little person, was going to be in the same situation that I had been in. And so somehow I found the gumption to get real with my choices and to make better ones as I went forward. Now, as I say that, you know, it sounds like I just made a quick turnaround and all of that. Well, actually, no, it wasn't that way. But within the first year that he was alive, I started making change after change after change, but there was a time delay. So if you are a parent and you're listening to this right now, I want to encourage you that even if your kid is having a aha moment, it doesn't mean that they're going to change 360 right away. It takes some time sometimes. Now, some of them do. And I've seen some kids turn around right away when they start realizing, oh, okay, this isn't good. But a lot of the times there is a time delay. And so between when I realized that, you know, that my child was potentially going to be abused like I was, and when I did something about it, there was a time delay. I firmly believe that if I wouldn't have gotten pregnant and had him, I would probably still be without an abuser today. So number one that I want to impart to you, if your decisions and your choices or mistakes have affected your kid or kids, tip number one is that you cannot change the past. What you can do is you can apologize and you can make steps to move forward. And a lot of the times people need help with that. And so if that's you, then make sure you get somebody who has fruit that you want and who you can trust and, you know, start moving forward. My second tip is set a healthy example for your child to follow going forward. This is something that's very important, and it's part of the, I don't want to call it repentance, but when you make a mistake and a true, sincere apology, part of what we do as people to kind of make up for, if you will, what we've done wrong are, in this example, it could be just being very careful about your example that you set for your child going forward. My third tip is be real with others about your mistakes and use your mistakes to teach others, kind of like I'm doing right now. Now, it doesn't have to be podcast form. It could be blog posts. It could be, interviews. It could be Facebook Lives. There's lots of ways to get, you know, your things out there so that you can hopefully help someone else. Beating yourself up will not help you or your kid. It actually makes things go backwards and it becomes a negative focus. And so you can't do that. You need to change directions and just really do everything you can to be a positive example, a positive motivation, and just help your kid to heal alongside you. Now, if you're in an abusive relationship and you're listening to this, I want you to know that it won't get better. It won't get better without help and mentoring and someone to hold the abuser accountable. So don't try to do it alone. If you don't have anyone to help you, I would ask you to please leave me or contact me at my email, brenda@momsmixfamilyblender.com. No matter what your abuser says, it won't get better. They always fall back into the same patterns. Abuse will only stop when you take the first of many steps to make it stop. And that means get help. I have walked that road and I will gladly walk it with you as well. So please email me or you can contact me on my blog, momsmixfamilyblender.com. It all kind of, I would see either one. You can find me on Facebook, Moms Mix Family Blender, Instagram, Pinterest, like any of those, Twitter. You can contact me on any of those. And like I said, if you don't have someone that you want to talk to and it's too scary, then please talk to me because I've been there and my situation may be different than what you're experiencing right now. But I really want you to know that it will not get better and you can't do it alone. I know that I didn't and I couldn't have. So I thank you so much. I know this was more of a heavy subject, but it's just really been on my heart to talk about. And that's all for this episode. I thank you so, so much for trusting me and for just being here with me today. And if you have listened to this and you can think of some people or a person that you know is being abused, please send this and share this podcast with them. And hopefully they will reach out to me as well. You know, honestly, I know a lot of people that have been abused. And honestly, if somebody would have taken the time to notice, several of them have told me, yes, I would have trusted, I would have done something about it. I could have had the strength if somebody would have noticed. That's not always the case, but it is sometimes, and you just never know what it is that you can do to help someone else and possibly even save somebody's life. Okay, so like I said, I'm really sorry that this is such a heavy topic, but share this podcast if you know someone, and I thank you so much for being here with me today. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.